السنن الإلهية. السنن الإلهية. What does that mean? Divine consistencies. Divine ordinances. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set the physical laws, consistencies in this world, you know, you drop something, it falls, whatever the case is. Allah ta'ala has also set principles in the unfolding of events in human history. If certain things happen, you can expect outcomes. There are certain sunan. Allah ta'ala talks about this when Allah ta'ala tells us, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. You're not going to find in the way of Allah Ta'ala any change, nor are you going to find ever in it any alteration. The sunan of Allah Ta'ala are fixed. These divine consistencies, you can call them rules, principles, ordinances, whatever you want, they are set in stone. Being unaware of these divine consistencies is like putting a pot of water over a fire and then you're shocked when it boils. You should be aware. You should study our deen enough that you don't become shocked by things that should be expected. Just as you should be aware of the basic laws of physics and chemistry, you need to be aware of these sunan. The person who observes, and I'm sure there are many of you out there that pay attention to politics or psychology or sociology or economics, right? Different countries and what's happening with militaries, invasion, war, whatever the case is, whatever you're paying attention to. Anybody who generally has their finger on the pulse of society and is aware of modern affairs and yet has not studied the sunan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm sorry to tell you, you are in ghafla, heedlessness, because you're not using the gift that Allah ta'ala has given you, this Qur'an. Understanding this subject makes Islam relevant for all times and in all places. This is why Allah ta'ala describes his Qur'an by saying, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. That we have sent down this Qur'an as a clarification for all things and in all times. It'll always be a clarifier. Why? Because there are principles here that we'll keep repeating. We know that in order to achieve a goal, somebody wants to achieve a certain goal, what do they have to do? There are always principles of success. How to get there? What do you need to follow? What steps do you need to take? And obviously, if you follow the plan correctly, you're going to get your desired result. Which is why, when describing the only man to have conquered the whole world, who's the only man that conquered the whole world? Who? No, Sulaiman had his amazing kingdom, but he had to go conquer Bilqis elsewhere. No, the east and west. Dhul-Qarnayn, here we go. The only person to have conquered the whole world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions about him, Inna makkanna lahu fil ardi wa ataynahu min kulli shay'in sababa fa atba'a sababa. Allah ta'ala is highlighting, you want success? Look at the guy who was the most successful. He what? Indeed, we established him upon the earth and we gave him in everything a way. We showed him the steps. فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. He was always strict to following the code of ethics to make sure that he got what he desired. This is a description of what? The sunan of Allah Ta'ala. This is not true of what Allah just says in the Qur'an, but also the stories described. There are many stories described, and Allah Ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Every story. It's not just, that happened with Musa or alayhi salam, or with Yusuf alayhi salam, or Ibrahim alayhi salam. These have principles within them that will teach you what? The divine consistency. So with that introduction, I hope inshallah ta'ala you're excited for this month going through this topic, juz by juz. And for today's juz, we are taking a look at ayah number 85 of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah ta'ala says, بعد عبد الشنجيم أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. Allah says, do you believe in part of the scripture and disbelieve in part of it? Then what is the recompense for those who do that among you except disgrace in this world? And on the day of resurrection, they will be sent back to the most severe punishment. So today I gave a khutbah speaking about Surah Al-Baqarah in general, and mentioning that the main theme of Surah Al-Baqarah is what? That true faith is not just a claim, rather it requires true submission. And this ayah is emphasizing that exact point. This is the main point. So you can't really claim to be a Muslim, literally a submitter, one who submits to Allah, when your submission is selective. I like this part, but I don't like that part. It doesn't work that way. Either you're in or you're out. The hypocrite treats Islam like a set of suggestions, implementing his preferences and discarding his dislikes. So Allah Ta'ala informs us that this person will be exposed in this life. Khizyun fil hayat ad-dunya. This is a what? Sunnah ilahiyya. It is a divine consistency. This is a very scary thought. People that come here to the masjid, oh, well, everybody's going to be there. It's a social gathering. It's a social event. We have to keep up appearances. Are you coming here for the sake of Allah or just for the sake of people? I'm not the one. This one, that one, this one. No, no. Nobody here is going to be the one that exposes you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that says, if that is the case, I will expose you in dunya. It's going to happen. Just the same way water is wet and you drop something, it falls. It's just a qa'ida, a principle. Sunnah ilahiyya, divine consistency. It's an ordinance from Allah. And so, right now, this is a good opportunity to rectify our intentions. If you only come to the masjid for socializing, we know that Allah will expose it, so may Allah protect us. Check your intentions while you're coming to the masjid today, day one of Ramadan. If you wonder about somebody else, oh, I wonder if that guy's sincere or not, just remember, it's not your business. It's between that person and Allah. You don't have to open their chest and see how good or bad their heart is. It's none of your business. And at the end of the day, take satisfaction in knowing if they're sincere, they'll be rewarded. And if they're insincere, what? Allah promises they will be exposed. I don't have to do it. I don't have to check and find out, is this guy real or not? Is this guy sincere or not? Don't worry, Allah's going to take care of that. In this dunya and in the next. We should remember the words of the Prophet ﷺ, who says, "Man sammaa sammaa Allahu bihi, wa man yura'i yura'i Allahu bihi." Whoever wants to publicize their good deeds, Allah is going to expose him. And whoever wants to be a hypocrite and show off, Allah is going to put him on display. So, it's human nature. We all want to be appreciated, but today I want you to all ask yourselves as we continue, as we begin this month of Ramadan, yes, you might want to be appreciated, but the question is, who do you want to be appreciated by? Check your intention right now, inshallah ta'ala. So let's begin this month with the sincere intention of coming as often as possible, perhaps inshallah every single night, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the one reason and one reason only to get closer to Allah. Not submitting partially, not trying to apply some of it, no, but entirely. May Allah accept from all of us. Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem, kullu antum bi khair, jazakallahu khair, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.